Our readings today on this 20th Sunday of Ordinary Time give us a little bit of a spiritual kick in the pants, if you will. A lot of times, I think we can grow rather complacent, maybe even somewhat mediocre in living our Christian faith. And we can pour ourselves into our earthly ambitions and strive to accomplish much and be successful in so many of our endeavors on earth, while we neglect the greatest call that we have, which is our call to holiness. And so today, in our second reading from the letter to the Hebrews, we're given this image, this analogy, this metaphor for the Christian life. We are runners in a race, and there's a great prize awaiting us at the end. And the letter to the Hebrews calls us to run so as to win that prize, to keep our eyes fixed on that prize, and to run the race well. And I'd like to focus with you on one particular aspect of this image presented to us, and it is the crowd. We're told that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. This crowd cheering us on, urging us, encouraging us to run the race of the Christian life well. This comes in the letter to the Hebrews just after one after another Old Testament figure of faith is extolled and praised. Just last week in our second reading, we heard about Abraham, the greatest example of faith in the Old Testament. And what Hebrews calls the cloud of witnesses, we now in our day call saints. The saints are these men and women who have run the race well, who now cheer us on, who urge us and encourage us. The church canonizes, she raises up before us these men and women as examples because they have run this race well. And we can be inspired by them to do the same. The saints pray for us, and they help us with that gift of their prayers. In Revelation, the saints, we're told, hold golden bowls of incense, which are our prayers that they offer on our behalf to God, begging for us the graces we need to run this race well. The church is always bringing before us this memory of this cloud of witnesses. In the first Eucharistic prayer, very ancient prayer of the church, there's this whole litany of holy apostles and martyrs who in the very first years of Christianity heroically lived the faith, and many of them died for the faith, shedding their blood in such a heroic way. And so when we find ourselves perhaps growing somewhat mediocre or complacent in our faith, one very helpful way to inspire ourselves anew, to be filled with a new zeal, is to learn about the saints, to look to their example. I would certainly encourage you, maybe this week make it your project to learn about a new saint that you don't know about. Go to the Daughters of St. Paul. They have literally shelves of books by and about different saints, or you can go on forum.org and there are movies, talks that you can watch and listen to about the saints. If you're really lazy, just Google the name of a saint and read the Wikipedia article. There's so many different ways for us to learn from and be inspired by these men and women. When you look at the host of saints who have gone before us, you see a great diversity. Men and women, young and old, married and single, ancient and modern, each of which has a unique story, a very unique way in which the grace of God filled them and in which they responded generously and courageously to that grace. And as we read and learn about the saints, while not every aspect of their life may be something that we imitate, we certainly admire it. And as we learn more and more about more and more saints, you begin to discern certain threads that weave their way through the life of them all. Little secrets, if you will, about how to live our faith to the full. In the gospel today, our Lord said, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing." You know, the earth that our Lord desires to set on fire is really the earth of our humanity. In the very beginning, God made man and woman from the earth, from the dust of the earth, and he breathed life into Adam and Eve. And our Lord desires to set us on fire, to fill us with a deep longing, a yearning to live this Christian life with abandon to the full. The saints are men and women literally on fire with that love, that divine love. And our contact with the saints can cause that fire to spread to us. Every time we come here before the altar for Mass, the saints and the angels join us in offering the perfect praise, the perfect worship to our Savior, who renews for us on the altar the gift of our salvation. So as we join today with this cloud of witnesses, let's allow them to inspire us anew and to kindle in us that fire, that longing, to live lives like they did, these great heroes of the faith who want to inspire us to run the race well so as to win the great, eternal, infinite prize that awaits us at the end. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.